Hello and welcome to the San Marcos Business and Community Podcast brought to you by the San Marcos Chamber of Commerce. I'm Chamber CEO Rick Rungaitis, and joining me today is Chris Orlando. Chris is the Chief Planning and Communications Officer with the North County Transit District. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Rick.
So just basically tell us a little. I mean, it's one of those questions where I think we all kind of know what NCTD does, but you know, what's the main principle? What's the goal? What do you guys do?
Yeah, great. Thank you for that question. North County Transit District, or NCTD, is the transit operator for everything north of the city of San Diego, so all of North County. It covers about 1,000 square miles. We operate the Breeze bus system, the coaster train that goes from Oceanside to downtown San Diego, and of course the Sprinter line, which runs from Escondido to Oceanside.
You know, I always wonder, you know, how many people use the Sprinter, and obviously you would probably know that number, but just the eye test, and whenever I see it going by, there's always, you know, they're almost always full. And I know, especially in San Marcos, it works so well, having Palomar College, having CSUSM right here. So it's a great opportunity for students that need transportation to take them right to whatever campus they're going to, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Both the Sprinter and our Breeze bus line are ideal for students at Cal State San Marcos and Palomar College as well. And as we're here to talk about today, our new service that's coming, NCTD Plus, will add an absolutely new feature as well.
Yeah, that's really exciting. I know I've heard rumblings about it in the past, and it's something that's going to be launched here in San Marcos. So tell us about it.
Yeah, so we are launching in June a new service called NCTD Plus. It is a point-to-point on-demand service within the city of San Marcos. It'll allow you to essentially make a reservation within an app from any place within the zone within San Marcos and go to another place within the zone.
Wow, that is that almost sounds too good to be true. I mean, that's as someone who lives in San Marcos, so that it's almost like your own personal Uber, right?
Yeah, it's these are 9-person vans, so they'll be a potentially a shared ride, and you know, our goal is really to provide that first and last mile connection for folks. If you want to take the Sprinter, you want to take a bus line, but it doesn't go exactly where you want it to go within San Marcos, this new service will get you there, so we can connect to one of the Sprinter stations in town, or even get you from point to point somewhere else. If you want to go to the market, you want to go to one of the colleges, you need to go to school, this service can help you get there.
So it's does it cover like all of San Marcos, or is there like square footage, or what's the distance?
Yeah, it covers about 10 square miles within really the center of San Marcos. The north boundary is Borden Road. Down to the south would be Quill Drive, Discovery Lake. And then on the east and west, it'd be Las Flores Drive and three blocks west of Woodland Parkway. So really the heart of San Marcos.
So is it multiple buses, or is it like one? Or is it right to say is it a bus?
Yeah, they're vans. They're transit vans.
So are there multiple ones, or is there just one, or how does that work?
Yeah, depending on the utilization, we'll have multiple in service at a particular time. And the goal is really to provide an on-demand service. You may have to wait a bit depending on how busy it is, or you might have to walk just a bit to get to the point with the pickup spot. But our goal is to make it as convenient as possible and for it to be really an on-demand service. So if you need to make a quick trip to the market, you need to get to a store, you need to go pick up something, pick up a kid or something like that, this service can help.
So, for that kind of service, you should be able to handle waiting a little bit, because that seems like what a great opportunity. What's the fee structure like for something like this?
Yeah, so the rides will be $5 unless you're connecting with to a coaster or a Sprinter station, and then it'll be $250. So we really want to encourage those connections to the Sprinter stations in San Marcos. So those rides will be $250, but if it's another place in San Marcos to a separate place in San Marcos that's not a station, it'll be $5. And if you add multiple folks to a single ride, we'll discount those rides as well. So the first rider would be $5, and then if you ride with others, it'd be $250 for those folks.
Very exciting. And launching it here in San Marcos, even more exciting. So I understand it's a pilot program. Is this how long has it been in the works, and is there like another model of somewhere else that's been used, that, or is this something that you guys came up with?
Yeah, it's essentially follows a micro transit model, which is not unique in the country. It's been launched in other cities successfully. And been in the works at NCTD for a few years now, and we've gotten strong support from the city of San Marcos. Mayor Jones has been a big supporter, advocate of this type of service for a long time, as has Deputy Mayor Jenkins, who serves on our board and a large supporter of the service. Our board approved the software platform that we need to launch the service about a year ago, and we've been developing the implementation in that time. We looked at 14 different zones within our service area, and San Marcos proved to be the one that was most viable. And so that's where we're going to start with the first pilot program.
I remember I'm originally from Chicago. So we've been here 12 years now. It's hard to believe we moved here in 2012. But I remember when we first moved here, I went to somebody was speaking. I don't know if it was someone from NCTD or whoever it was, but you know, like in Chicago, we lived in the suburbs and we were always used to taking the train in and having that mass transit. And the way it was explained to me then is that this, you know, Southern California was never designed that way, so it could never happen. So it's probably really important, or I'm sure it is important, to be able to come up with alternative opportunities to be able to, like we're talking here with the NCTD Plus, to be able to get somebody from their home to the Sprinter to the Coaster to get downtown or whatever it may be, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. And that's exactly the problem that this type of service is meant to solve. So they call that the first and last mile problem, meaning the last mile you need to travel or the first mile you need to travel. That's where this service works the best. So it'll get you to your home or work to the station and then on your way from there. Or if you're just doing a short ride within town, it can help you do that as well.
Okay, so what is the goal? So this is the pilot program starting in San Marcos. Very important also to know that it's starting in San Marcos at the San Marcos Farmers Market. So you can load up on all the goodies here at our Farmers Market, and then check out the new service. But what is the goal? Is it obviously this will work great in San Marcos, and then. Go from just start adding other cities, or what is the plan?
Yeah, exactly. So we have, our board has approved a 12-month pilot program here in San Marcos, and then we have identified four other zones within our service area where we'll do additional zones. So the next zone launched later next year would be in Vista.
Okay. Yeah, that's exciting. We're speaking with Chris Orlando. Chris is the Chief Planning and Communications Officer with North County Transit District, and also served as city councilman for the city of San Marcos for several years.
Correct.
So thank you so much for that service. In fact, you were on the council when I first started at the San Marcos Chamber, which another one will be shocking, 7 years at the chamber. So so it's good to see you again. And how long now have you been at NCTD?
I've been at NCTD just over 3 years.
Okay. Well, and it's it must be exciting because it seems like there's always something new happening with the organization. I know we've talked about the NCTD Plus, but there's probably always something new that you guys are working on, right?
Yeah, I think as a transit agency, there is something happening literally every day. We run lots of service throughout North County and into San Diego. Our agency is very unique in that we operate with the launch of this new service, 6 modes, which is pretty unique for a transit agency in the country. We also are the owner and operator of the rail line from the Orange County line down to San Diego. And so, we operate and maintain that rail line. And so we are, a pretty complex agency in that way.
Yeah, because it is. I mean, so you've got, I think you mentioned it earlier, about how many square miles that you do service, and not just the miles that you service, but the number of people that you serve as well. So it must be challenging at times.
Yeah, no, it's great. And as you mentioned, I have a long history here in North County. So one of the great things about it is just the number of folks that rely on our service and just knowing that we're able to provide that service to them, help them get them where they need to go every day.
Yeah, because it does, unfortunately, sometimes we're forgotten a little bit in North County when some things are discussed down in San Diego and whatnot. So it's, there is, I mean, it's a huge economy just in North County, huge population. We're seeing it here in San Marcos with so much growth, where our office is located in North City, and also with the university. It's just, I think I heard that they've got graduation. I think they said 4,200 graduating class. So it's just, and now with also with the housing and with the school student housing, that I mean it's evolving from a commuter school, and with all more students here, you know, and the Sprinter right here, they're going to need more transportation, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think both the existing services, the Sprinter and the Breeze Bus, you know, provide a great option. And, you know, this new service in San Marcos really helps connect folks to those services. So it's easier to get to, easier to access the network that's already there.
Yeah, and then maybe just keep a few cars off the 78. That's a whole nother situation, a whole nother challenge. So, Chris, I know I talked to almost every chamber member, whether it's a business owner or organization, and it still remains that staffing is an issue, employee retention is an issue. Are there career opportunities at NCTD?
Absolutely. We have a wide range of opportunities, career opportunities. A career in transit is a wonderful opportunity, whether you start as a train attendant, a bus operator, where we have lots of active positions, and professional positions within accounting, within our planning department. There are a wide range of positions. So those interested in planning, in transit, and in doing something good for your community, really great place to work.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of it, too, is the students don't know. I mean, it's so we just started a workforce development committee, and it's something we've talked about for years, and it's just this massive thing because it's so over, there's so much you can do. So trying to scale it down, and we're off to a good start, but just having people in that room that is CTE with San Marcos Unified School District and with the university, with the colleges, you know, be able to get information to the students because they don't know. They know about, a lot of them know about maybe five professions, right? Yeah. And so there are so many great opportunities right here in San Marcos and North County. And what we'll do is we'll put a link up in our episode notes so anybody listening to the program today can go and find out what exactly is available.
Yeah, and it really is a great opportunity, a career opportunity. I, you know, in working in transit, you talk with professionals all the time who say, oh, you know, I started as a bus driver when I was, you know, in college just looking for some extra money, and now 40 years later, I'm still in profession, and now I'm a CEO, you know, things like that. So it's a great career. Really encourage folks to check out our careers page and lots of good opportunities there.
Yeah, no, those stories are real, absolutely. So so thanks for sharing that with us. I think I read the other day that you have a new CEO. Do you want to talk a little bit about the new CEO with the organization?
Yeah, we do. We have a new CEO, Sean Donaghy, started with us about 2 months ago. He comes from Vancouver, Washington, brings a wealth of experience and adding a lot of new energy to the agency. So we really look forward to working with him. I know he'll be a great asset to our community.
I'm sure he's ready to just dig in, and I'm sure he's very excited about the NCTD. I keep getting it wrong because I want to say shuttle program, but it's not. It's the NCTD Plus.
NCTD Plus,
okay, yes. And that's going to be, again, let's remind everyone, that's going to be starting here in San Marcos, part of a 12-month pilot program. And on June 11th at the San Marcos Farmers Market, which is right here in North City, on North City Drive, you'll be able to come and be able to take a ride.
We're going to offer free rides that day. Let everyone see the vehicles themselves, and really, you know, when we thought about launching this new service, we could think of no better place to launch it than the San Marcos Farmers Market. So we will be out there on June 11th with the new vans and the new service. The vans are pretty unique. You know, this is a hyper-local transit service, and so we wanted the vehicles themselves to be recognizable. And so, you know, we've added a fun, light, whimsical design to the vans, so they're pretty unique. So when you see them in the neighborhood, you'll know that's exactly what it is. So we look forward to unveiling it here at the Farmers Market on June 11th.
Okay, I got a sneak peek, so maybe I shouldn't say that, but I did. And because you were wondering, it's like, it's just going to be some van, and yeah. No, it does have a cool factor, so there is going to be a buzz, and it is going to be where once it gets rolling out there, it's going to be, hey, there's that NCTD van, NCTD Plus, and so certainly great branding on your part.
Yeah, no, our goal is, you know, from our perspective, like I said, this is a very local service. It's really just within that short, you know, zone within San Marcos, and so we want folks to look at the vans going by and say, hey, what is that? How do I get on that? Can I take that where I need to go? So that's why we made the design pretty unique.
Yeah, well, we're very excited. We can't wait. And, you know, we encourage everybody to come out and check it out. We want you to take advantage of this great opportunity here at the San Marcos Farmers Market. Chris, thanks so much for joining us today. We were talking with Chris Orlando. Chris is the Chief Planning and Communications Officer with NCTD. Great excitement with the launching of the NCTD Plus here in San Marcos. Again, Chris, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Rick. Really appreciate being on. Really good to see you again, and thank you for having me.
Good to see you. We really value our partnership, our relationship with NCTD, and you guys have been chamber members for a number of years, and we certainly appreciate that. And we also appreciate all our listeners. So thanks for listening to today's episode. You've been listening to the San Marcos Business and Community Podcast, brought to you by the San Marcos Chamber of Commerce. And remember, every Tuesday from 3 to 7, San Marcos Farmers Market, right here in front of our office on North City Drive. And make sure you put a big circle on the calendar for June 11th, because that Tuesday will be the NCTD Plus, what's it called, a launch party. And so come on and check that out. Thanks again, everyone. Have a great day.